he's the average family man who's convinced the world is going to be terrorized by a biological attack, so he is getting ready. His name is Braxton Southwick. He's what's called a doomsday prepper, and I spoke to him from Salt Lake City a little earlier. Braxton, good morning. We made it through another night here in Australia. Not many people are prepared, are they? But you are. What are you preparing for and how?
Well, the end of the world, basically, everything that comes with it. But it, as you could see in the TV show, is a biological terrorist attack that I'm preparing my family for.
What kind of things are you expecting? A new strain of smallpox, is it?
Yeah, it is smallpox, but it's not the natural strand that we have here in the world. The WHO, the World Health Organization, eradicated that in 1979. What I'm more worried about is biological weapons-grade smallpox, which several countries all over the world have, including America, Libya, Syria, Iran, are all in the biological weapons game. And smallpox is one of the most abundant biological weapon. All it is a liquid, a clear liquid that can be easily dropped anywhere, and people transfer it from one person to another. So in reality, it's like a nuclear weapon. It's just as destructive.
Well, I guess it's better to be prepared than not be prepared, but what are the chances, right, do you think, that this could happen to you in your suburb, in your town?
I'm preparing because I think it will inevitably happen. Here in America, we've had a biological terrorist attack of anthrax in 2001. And if a terrorist organization want to get their hands on, a nuclear weapon, it's almost impossible for them to get it into America and release it. But a biological weapon, which all these countries have, and let's just say Libya, which there is no real leader over there right now, they have smallpox, and for them to get to give a terrorist organization just a jarful and get it over to America is a high possibility. So I'm preparing.